The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
It's picked up here by Hilgendorf of East Saint John. Hilgendorf on the wing on the right side. A feed out to the top of the key. The longer shot for three is good. Mackenzie Long knocks down the first three-pointer of the ball game for East Saint John.
Tonight, it's a Tri-Cities battle from Hastings as the Kearney Catholic Stars battle the Hastings High Tigers. High school basketball in ESPN Tri-Cities is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Ball in the hands of Hogren. He'll give the ball out for Mahoney. Between the circles, Christner has it. He'll give it out to Mahoney. Mahoney in rhythm, fires a three, and hits the three. 10 points in the ball game for Brett Mahoney, and it's a 10-point Kearney Catholic lead.
State-rated Kearney Catholic hits the road and steps up in class to face Class B Hastings High. It's the Stars and the Tigers coming up next, but first, it's the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll take you live to Hastings High School with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from Hogemeyer Hybrids. This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome here to Hastings High as the Tigers, as you heard in our open, playing host here to Kearney Catholic. The Stars on both the boys and the girls' side come in rated in the top 10 in Class C1. Hastings, meanwhile, both their boys and girls' teams are off to a pretty good start, quite frankly, and they're really expecting some pretty good things throughout the course of the year. On the boys' side, Hastings will come in with a record of 2-1. The girls are also 2-1. On the season as well, and 2-0 on the season, but it's been a while since they played. Last time that Hastings hit the court was 2 weeks ago, and as a result of that, they've had a lot of time to kind of work on a few things and get ready here for Kearney Catholic. Meanwhile, it's a pretty busy week here for the Stars. They played on Tuesday against Ravenna and rolled in that game on both the boys' side. The first loss of the season came to the Kearney Catholic girls at home against Ravenna. They're licking their wounds just a little bit, but they will have to take a little bit more time to get ready to play because the boys' game is going to be first here at Hastings High. And so we'll step away for a moment and we'll give you our starting lineups when we continue with more of our pregame show brought to you by Hogemeyer Hybrids. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrids seed dealer. We'll step away for a moment, come back with our starters when we return to Hastings right after this.
Five Points Bank has been proudly serving the Tri-City area for decades, and we are continuously finding ways to make your banking experience easy and enjoyable. We offer the best of both worlds with kind and welcoming employees in the bank while creating a strong online presence to accommodate your busy lifestyle. Our innovative technology adds layers of security while being easily accessible to all age groups. Stop into the Better Bank to learn more today.
It was a Friday, and I had that whole weekend not knowing just that I had breast cancer. And I waited for the phone call, and I took actions into my own hand to find Chopur.
I'm the medical oncologist hematologist at Mary Lanning Hospital at Morrison Cancer Center.
Even though he is not originally from here, he knows the Nebraska ways.
Nebraskans are honest, hardworking, open-minded, open-hearted people. They are always ready to fight back. And that is something I have admired because I have it in my blood too.
He's not just your doctor. He's your friend. He's there to take care of you. He's kind of like family.
My name is Dr. Sitka Chopur, and I am a Nebraskan at heart.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Hastings High. Let's give you our starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for the Stars. As we said, they're 5-0 on the year, rated number 5 in Class C1. And they'll start Garrett Schmatterer, a 6'3 senior who averages 6.6 points and 4.4 rebounds. Isaiah Gott is just a sophomore at 5'11". He's averaging 8.2 points and 3.4 rebounds. Mason Mandernack, a 6'4 senior, is averaging 5 points and 3.2 rebounds. Dylan Mers, a 6'5 senior, averages 7 points and 4.2 rebounds. And Brett Mahoney, a 6'4 senior, is averaging 17.2 points and 6.2 rebounds here for head coach Bob Langan. Now for the Hastings Tigers, as they will come into action 2-1, but they won their last two games. All their games have been very tight. Every single game they played this year has had a margin of 3 points one way or the other. And their starters are Aaron Nonneman, a 6-foot-tall junior, Trevor Campbell, 5'10 and a junior, Braden Schramm, 6'2 senior, Connor Riley, 6'4 and a senior, and Braden Power, a 6'3 sophomore for head coach Drew Danielson. And that's your starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll step away for a moment. When we come back, we will tip this one off here between the Stars and the Tigers when we return to Hastings High right after this.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project, from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to meadlumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
Driving rains, unrelenting heat, ominous green skies. Whatever Mother Nature brings, it's no match for what you'll have thanks to Nutrien Ag Solutions, offering agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you weather the storm, conquer today, and lead the field. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every day for lunch specials. Rivals is also cooking for your team, so stop in before or after the game and enjoy your favorite Rivals pizza, burger, or wings. Rivals, open daily at 11. Join the Rivals team today. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Like us on Facebook to see what great specials we offer and happy hours. Rivals, your fun, laid-back sports bar with delicious food and ice-cold drinks.
And welcome back. As we're getting all set, ready to get this one underway, Kearney Catholic, number 5 in Class C1. They'll be taking on 2-1 Hastings. And again, if it's a tight game, the Tigers going to know how to handle that. Every single one of their games has been decided by 3 points. That is going to wrap up our pregame show, brought to you by Hogemeyer Hybrids. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrids seed dealer. Well, we'll take a quick little break here from the national anthem. We'll be back to tip it off right after this.
Satisfy a huge hunger with Amigos Build-It Burritos or Bowls. There's two sizes, big or even bigger, and we build them fresh just for you. Starting with made-from-scratch cilantro lime rice, pepper jack cheese, and black beans, then you choose the meat and veggies and add sauces like new Chipotle ranch. It's the perfect cold-weather meal. Customize your Build-It Burrito or Bowl today, only at Amigos.
Platte Valley Auto, Heartland Chevrolet, is Central Nebraska's leader in the automotive industry. Sales, service, parts and tires, great selection of new and pre-owned Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep and Ram, Chevrolet Buick. 3 stores in the Heartland to serve you best. Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet Buick, Lexington. Over 400 new and used to choose from. PlatteValleyAuto.com or HeartlandChevrolet.com. Or stop by and see us. Platte Valley Auto, beautiful downtown Lexington, top of the hill, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Lexington, south side.
This is Tom Collins with your Tri-City weather forecast. Partly cloudy skies with some light sprinkles, and later in the evening, there's a storm rolling in.
Expect chills, thrills, and 100% chance of jaw-dropping action. This is hockey at its finest. This is the Tri-City Storm. All season long at the Viero Center. Leave your umbrellas and bring your appetite for food, fun, and adrenaline-fueled mayhem. For tickets to the best game in town, visit stormhockey.com.
Welcome back here to Hastings High. Spoke with both head coaches before the game, and Hastings gives us a thumbs up here in terms of injuries. But for Kearney Catholic, they will have a couple of folks that usually suit up that will not be suiting up today. That's Jacob Isaacson and Landon Edeal. Both of them are dealing with some knee problems. And Jaden Sire has dressed, but he will not play today. He is still nursing that bad ankle. And that's your injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back to the game of life with a location near you. So Hastings playing host here to Kearney Catholic in what should be a very, very interesting basketball game. And glad you could join us right here on ESPN 1460 and 92.1 KXPN in Kearney and KICS 1550 and 92.7 here in Hastings. I'm Randy Bushcutter. So glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball in what should be a very interesting matchup. The boys, as we said, will be going first. The stars have already been introduced. They're at center court waiting to jump this one off. And Hastings, they're still being introduced. So again, for the Tigers, it'll be Nonneman, Campbell, Schramm, Riley, and Power. And for Kearney Catholic, it's going to be Garrett Schmaderer starting out there, and just double checking to see that they do. Yeah, they got Turner Plugi out there that's making the start tonight. Mason Mandernack, Dylan Murs, and Brett Mahoney. So we're all set and ready to get this one underway as the Tigers will get last second instructions here from their head coach, Drew Danielson. And they're all ready to go here. Doing the jumping for the Tigers will be Connor Riley. Riley will be going against Brett Mahoney here. And the ball is at center court with the officials. They're all set and ready to get this one underway here at Hastings High. So the opening tip going to be controlled here by Hastings. No, it's going to be tucking away. Now, fighting through there is Nonneman. Nonneman ends up with the tip. And he'll bring it up court, giving it to Schramm. Stars right now going man-to-man. Dribble to this left side is going to be Schramm. Defender falls down, that's Plugi. And they'll get the ball top of the circle. Now kick back out here for Schramm. Schramm, nice little penetration. Ball being tipped around, and Mahoney will come up with it. So that'll be the first turnover of the game. And that'll go against Hastings High. So here comes the Stars with their first trip up court. And they're facing a little zone here. They're just playing a little catch. And Schmaderer plays catch, throws it in that corner over there for Mandernack. Now they're going to skip it right side. Plugi's going to fire the three. That's going to be off the back of the heel. No good. And it's going to go out of bounds. Basketball belongs to the Tigers. So each team with their first possession coming up empty. And the Tigers will try to erase that zero on the scoreboard here very early on. They bring it right side here for Campbell. Between the circles, that's Nonneman. Nonneman, again, facing that man-to-man, will kick the ball top of the circle here for Riley. Riley left side here for Schramm. Now at the top of the circle, they'll throw it down low for Campbell. Campbell with an extra pass, and the shot is going to be blocked by Murs. Murs with the block. Stars on the run. Murs will get it to Mandernack in the offensive end. Kick in the corner for Mahoney. He'll baseline drive. He'll elevate and score. Brett Mahoney, shooting with that offhand, has the first 2 points of the ball game, driving that baseline and then switching to that left hand and getting it over the top of the defense. Nonneman will dribble, step through, and he's going to be fouled. He's going to be held on the body. And I assume he pointed to inbounding here. I thought maybe that foul would have been on the shot, but instead they're going to call that hold early on, and that's going to be on Plugi, I believe. They put the wrong number up on the scoreboard. They put six up there, and there's not a six in high school basketball. Kick out here. We're going to go for Nonneman. He'll shoot the three. That's no good. And rebounded by Schmaderer. So Schmaderer got the board. He'll bring in the offensive end. Dribbles between his legs. Kicks left side and passes it right to one of the Hastings cheerleaders. She was open, but that will be Kearney Catholic's first turnover of the game. I don't know if that's out of her range or not. On the bounce will be Nonneman. He's just playing a little catch here with Schramm as they bring the ball up court. Schramm has it at the moment, working against Plugi. He'll use up his dribble, and they'll work the ball back out and toward midcourt here as they get it right side for Riley. Riley's pass is going to be tipped out of bounds by Mers. So Hastings will inbound underneath their own hoop here. 5:56 to go, quarter number one, still very early on. It's 2-0 Kearney Catholic. Riley will get the ball inbounded here pretty quickly for Power. Power penetrates, kicks out here for Schramm, who will shoot the three. That's no good. And I believe Mers is going to be called for a push here. That'll be his first foul. Team's second. So again, Hastings will inbound underneath their own hoop. Tossing it in, Campbell. They cut through. That ball's on the ground. Plugi's going to tie it up. That's a held ball, and it now belongs to Kearney Catholic because they've got the arrow. And now they're going to pick up the pressure as Hastings once they get to the free throw line. Directing traffic here is going to be Plugi. Plugi helps work it up court here for Mahoney. Mahoney, being double-teamed, kicks the ball back out here for Mandernack. Mandernack throws it across the timeline to Plugi. They break the press, and they'll give it on the baseline hill for Dylan Mers, and Mers will get a layup. Well, break the press, you make them pay, and that's exactly what Kearney Catholic was able to do there. And it's 4-0 in favor of the visitors. Campbell, a little penetration. He slid to a stop. That's going to be our third Hastings High turnover here in the first a little bit less than 3 minutes. Checking into the game here is going to be Jackson Block. They're going to try to keep this pressure on. They'll throw it over the top to Plugi. He's across the timeline. And that is where the Tigers will pick it up. And they're going with that zone again. They'll kick to Mahoney. Mahoney, a little penetration, a little jump stop. He'll kick out here for Plugi. Plugi will fire a three. That's no good. Rebound going to be tipped out by Mandernack into the hands of Mers. Mers backs in. Now they kick it out. Penetration here by Plugi. And Plugi going to be fouled, putting up a pass here, but they're going to say that's a shot. He was airborne. 9 times out of 10, if you're airborne and you get fouled like that, they're going to say it's a shot when you're anywhere near the rim. And Schmaderer will go to the line and shoot a couple. As the foul was on Power, that will be his first, and the free throw was good. So Schmaderer in the book here adds on to a 4-0 lead for Kearney Catholic. Now it's 5-0. Caden Block going to check into the game. And we get all lined up the way Hastings wants to be there for the rebound. And they'll hand the ball back here for Schmaderer. Schmaderer's second free throw this trip rolls around and is good. So he's a perfect 2-for-2 from the line on that trip. And it's 6-0 Kearney Catholic. Stars will pick up a 1-3-1 zone here as they'll give it off on that right wing. Now top of the circle is Riley. Riley will step. He'll kick the ball out to the free throw line here for Power. Power's pass is going to be deflected, and it was on the hands of Mers. He couldn't hold it, but when he dropped it, it hit the shoulder of Riley and goes out of bounds. So the Stars will inbound it in front of their cheerleaders. Mahoney will trigger it in and give it to Plugi. He'll be picked up as soon as he gets to the free throw line by Connor Riley. He'll dribble through a double team, kick out for Mers. Back to Plugi. Plugi, long three off the back of the iron, and the rebound is tipped into the hands here of Riley. And Connor Riley is going to be fouled. No, they're going to say the ball went out of bounds, which it did, but I thought they were pointing at one of the Kearney Catholic players since there was a little bit of contact there. It belongs to Hastings High. And Braden Schramm comes into the game. He'll help bring the ball up court here for the Tigers. Across the timeline is Schramm, and he'll bounce it right side. Good drive here by Block. Block shot going to be deflected just a little bit by Quentin Hoagland. We'll give Hoagland credit for a block. Plugi brings it up after getting the rebound, and now driving the baseline is Mers. He'll bounce it out for Plugi. Plugi drives, has his shot blocked, saved by Kearney Catholic, into the hands of Mahoney. His line drive three is no good, and rebounded by Schramm. And Hastings wants the run. They get it left side for Riley. He lost the ball, and Kearney Catholic came up with it, but they were out of bounds at the time. Hoagland stepped through the passing lane on the sideline, but he ended up having a toe on that line, and so it'll stay here with the Tigers. So block inbounds in the offensive end here for Hastings. He'll be picked up by Plugi. Stars are going man-to-man. They've done that almost exclusively so far here in the game. Prower gives left wing for Schramm. They'll throw in the corner. A little penetration. Good crossover here by Riley. Riley drives, has a shot blocked by Mers. Rebounded by Plugi. And here come the Stars on the attack again. Give it on the baseline for Hoagland. Nice pass down low. That's going to be a layup for Dylan Mers. Hoagland drew a double team, and he bounced it between the two defenders into the hands of Mers, and that was point-blank easy layup. And it's 8-0 Kearney Catholic. Power has it. He'll work against Mers, and Mers is going to be called for a hand check. He actually got away with it a little bit earlier than that, but the official's like, nah, I can't let that go. And checking back in here for Hastings is going to be Nonneman. For the Stars, Brant Christner will come in for the first time. So Hastings will inbound on that far sideline. Caden Block has it. He'll set a little screen. Dribbling behind it is Nonneman. Nonneman goes right side here for Block. Now a screen set up for Jackson Block, and he'll hit the three. Jackson Block drains that three-pointer as he was handed the ball, and they screen for him nicely, and he strokes in the long-distance three. About a step behind that three-point arc where he drained it. Bringing it up is going to be Mahoney. Mahoney gave it away, gets it back on this left side. They're double-teaming him, really staying with him. And now he's used up his dribble, so he'll kick it out over here for Christner. Christner gives it the elbow for Hoagland. Hoagland, from the free throw line, tries to throw it down low. It's going to be deflected and then stolen away. Good hands there by Block to force the turnover. Now they'll kick left side here for Riley. Riley's pass knocked right back into Riley, and he'll throw it across the lane. Quick little jumper by Block is no good, and rebounded by Christner. So Stars bring it up. Christner on the dribble. Now he'll get the ball back on this right side, well behind that three-point arc. As the Tigers in that zone, they'll give left side for Plugi. Plugi drives, gets body contact. There's a whistle. He's on the ground. He's fouled, and he'll step to the free throw line for a couple of shots. That'll be on Caden Block. That will be his first. So Mahoney comes over to the sideline, has a couple of words of discussion here with head coach Bob Langen. And now they're checking out Christner, and I think they're seeing whether or not he's got any blood. Turns out he's okay. So to the free throw line, Turner Plugi, and the free throw is up and good. Rattles that one in. Stars as a team are a perfect 3 for 3 from the line. These are Plugi's first free throws of the season. So he's shooting 100%. 1 for 1, makes it 9 to 3, and his second free throw is also good. Schmatter are going to check back in here. He'll come in for Plugi. And for Hastings High, they make some substitutions as well. Stepping out there is going to be Cooper Cole. So on the bounce is going to be Schramm. Schramm, a little penetration, kicks right side. And Schramm gave it away, gives it off here for Nonneman. Nonneman drives, and it rattled out. What a nice drive, but it wouldn't fall, and Christner pulls down the rebound. So Stars with a 10-3 lead have the basketball, and they're going to skip it over here for Christner in the corner. Back to the free throw line for Hoagland. Hoagland, a little penetration, out to Mahoney. Mahoney stepped through, will lean in, and he'll hit the little runner. He had that little jump, stop, and then leaned in and dropped it right over the top of the rim for the bucket. A little penetration, kick out here for Block. He'll shoot another three. That's no good. A couple of Stars battling for it. Mandernack pulls down the rebound. He'll give it to Mahoney. Final minute of quarter number one. Behind the back pass by Mahoney to Schmatterer. Schmatterer dribbles around with it. Schmatterer gets it back, gives it to Mahoney. Mahoney will step through, try to lay it to Christner. Christner has his pocket pick coming out of there with it. It's going to be Schramm. Schramm will pull up for the jumper in transition. That's no good. And rebounded by the Stars. Dribbling through there is going to be Schmatterer after pulling down the board. He'll stop on the left wing, and good pressure being put on him there. And so kick the ball back out to this left side. Looking inside is going to be Mandernack. Mandernack will give off here for Mahoney. And now the Stars, I think, are noticing how late it is, and they're going to milk the clock for the final shot. So they back out a little bit. There's now 10 seconds on the clock as they give it to Mahoney. Mahoney's used up his dribble. He'll hand it in underneath for Schmatterer. Schmatterer drives all the way in. We'll lay it up and in. 3 seconds left. On the bounce here is going to be Schramm. He'll try a long three-pointer that had the right angle but ends up being just a little bit short. And so one quarter is in the books here in Hastings. And the visitors from Kearney Catholic have a 14-3 lead. And we'll be back with quarter number two when we return right after this.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064. Builders knows that you would rather spend time enjoying your home than constantly repairing it. That's why we offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Pella Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. We also know that price matters, and that's why we back everything with a guaranteed price match. If you find the exact same item somewhere else, we'll match it. It's not a gimmick or a ploy, it's just our way of making sure our customers get the best products at the best prices. At Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Well, we'll be following both of these two teams pretty much all weekend, obviously.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer, reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus. It quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
The inbound, the basketball does Hastings High. Kearney Catholic knocks the ball loose. Diving on it there is going to be Mason Mandernack, but they're going to call that a held ball. And the possession arrow pointing to Kearney Catholic. So Kearney Catholic now has possession with that 14-3 lead. So in the offensive end, Schmatterer just playing a little catch now with Mandernack to get at the free throw line for Hoagland, who came in during the timeout. He'll flip back out here for Schmatterer. Schmatterer bounces right side for Mandernack. Mandernack gets it right out to Hoagland from the free throw line. Gives it to Plugi. Plugi will skip it over for Schmatterer. And Schmatterer is going to be defensed nicely there by Schramm. But now he'll make a little V-cut with the ball, drive, and be fouled by Brandon Power. And that will be the second foul on Power. So Braden Power with his second foul. And this will be the second trip to the line here for Garrett Schmatterer. He was a perfect 2-for-2 his first trip. And this one's good as well. For Hastings, Caden Block will check into the game. So will Cooper Cole. And they'll give the basketball back out here for Schmatterer. Schmatterer's second free throw is up and good. He rattles that one in as well. So he makes two in a row. And 5:19 to go. Bouncing in the offensive end here is going to be Power. Power will throw right side for Block. Jackson block will dribble out a little bit with that pressure by Mahoney. They'll throw the ball over the top here for Riley. Riley had the ball knocked loose, but it's picked up here by Caden Block. Caden has it, throws it in the corner. Driving here is Verton. Chance Verton will kick the ball out here for Block, and it's good by Caden Block. And a quick little timeout being taken here by Hastings. We'll take the timeout as well. It is 16-6. Kearney Catholic with a 10-point lead and the ball. We come back after this.
Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers is all about the good and creating more of it. More drive-thru celebrations, more weekend traditions, more family dinners and lunches, more car picnics and road trips, more desserts, maybe more second desserts, more celebrating being together as much as we can. There's always room for more good and more Freddy's. Keep the good going with a taste that brings you back.
And welcome back here to Hastings High. Let's remind you that all that internet streaming of all of our high school games on the Plant River Radio group of stations and at PlantRiverPreps.com is brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdrege, Lexington, and Lincoln. And, of course, as we mentioned for you tomorrow, we'll have both Hastings and Kearney Catholic in that Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic. And we'll have those games for you throughout the day tomorrow, beginning bright and early over on Power 99. With Minden at Elm Creek to get things going in the morning. Elsewhere tonight, over on KHAS Radio, St. Cecilia is at Sutton, and they're just getting ready to tip that one off over on KHAS Radio. Stars bring the basketball up court, and it'll be Schmatter playing a little catch here with Plugi. Hastings again will zone it. They'll bounce it right side here for Mandernack. Mandernack has the ball knocked loose. Good hands there by the freshman Cooper Cole, forcing that Kearney Catholic turnover, and in the offensive end here is going to be Jackson Block. He'll hand off here for Caden. Caden's going to dribble up. He's going to be fouled, and he'll have three shots. He drew the body contact, so he put up the shot to get to the free throw line, and for Turner Plugi, that is going to be his second foul. So three free throws coming up here for Block. And his first one is up, and it is good. So Caden Block, who hit a three-pointer earlier, will now have three straight free throws. He's got 4 points in the game. That makes it now 16-7. Second free throw off the heel and no good. And for Kearney Catholic, Brant Christner is going to check back into the ball game. Boogie's going to come out with those two fouls, so they're going to protect him just a little bit here. Block's third free throw is going to be no good. Rebound being fought for, and finally coming out of there with it is going to be Verton. So Verton will get the ball back here for the Tigers, needing a little boost here. They're trailing it by nine, and they'll give it right side here for Caden Block. Block now hands off for Connor Riley. Riley dribbles it out and will give the ball to Verton. Verton then over here for Block. Back to the freshman Verton. They'll give here left side for Riley. Riley will fire a three. That's no good. Rebounded by Mandernack. And Mason Mandernack will bring the ball across the timeline after passing away briefly. Schmatterer will give it to Mahoney at the free throw line. Mahoney in the paint will kick the ball over there for Christner, and Brant will fire a three that's too strong and rebounded by Cooper Cole. So a couple of freshmen contributing here for Hastings High in the last few moments. They'll bring the ball over here for Block. Block's pass going to be stolen away. The steal by Schmatterer, and he'll hit the layup as well. So Schmatterer now with 8 points in the game. He's a leading scorer for either squad. In fact, he's got more points than the Tigers have as a team. It is 18-7, and another dribble on the inside going to be stolen away here by Mandernack. So Mandernack will force another turnover, back-to-back trips here. And Christner now gives right side back to Mandernack. He'll skip it over for Schmatterer into the corner there for Mers. Now Mahoney has it. Mahoney on the baseline will spin, gets the defender in the air, leans in, and hits the shot. So he now has six in the game. And on the bounce is going to be Riley as the Stars looking to pressure just a little bit. Kind of a 2-on-2 trapping zone here as they bring the ball up court. And they'll pass down low. Unless it's deflected, it belongs to Kearney Catholic, and no one touched it. So that'll be another Hastings High turnover here. They've got 7 turnovers for Hastings, but Kearney Catholic's turned the ball over 6 times. And we got 2.5 minutes to go here before halftime. 20-7 is our score. Stars with the lead and the basketball as they give it to Mahoney left side. They'll work back around the perimeter, giving it for Schmaderer. On the baseline, Murs. They have a couple guys cut through, but they'll kick the ball back out for Mahoney. Mahoney will take a 3. That's going to be no good, and rebounded by Riley. So Connor Riley will throw the ball up court here for Caden Block. Block will fire a 3. That's an air ball, and rebounded by Verton. And then Verton had the ball knocked out of his hands, but it was last touched by Kearney Catholic. Schramm checking in here. Caden Block will come out. And also back in for the Tigers is going to be Jacob Good. And inbounding on the baseline is going to be Verton. So Chance Verton to trigger it in. And the freshman will throw it to Jackson Block. Block now hands off here for Schramm. Schramm will cycle through after giving the ball to Verton. Verton works left side, giving it to Block. And Jackson will hand the ball off here for Jacob Good. Good. Backs out a little bit more. And we'll give the ball here on the left wing. And an entry pass going to be knocked away. Stolen out there by Mandernack. So another Hastings turnover. Mahoney picks it up near midcourt. And he'll throw the ball now left side for Schmaderer. Schmaderer drives into the lane. Lost the ball. Good hands there to force the turnover by Chance Verton. And then they get their pocket pick from behind because nobody accounted for Schmaderer, who came from the backside and made the steal. Murs wants the ball down low. Mahoney's got it right now. He'll spin. He'll step through. And he'll roll on that rim. It won't fall, but he's hit on the arm. And so a couple of free throws coming up here for Brett Mahoney. The foul is going to be on Jackson Block. That'll be his first. 5 as a team now on Hastings High. And the free throw by Mahoney is no good. Mahoney, about a 65% free throw shooter. Missed that one. So score remains 20-7. Kearney Catholic, 13-point lead with 1:09 to go here before we have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Mahoney giving the basketball yet again here from the free throw line. Bends the knees, fires it up, and he'll rattle that one home. 7 in the game for him. 21-7. Ball is deflected or not? No, just a pass by Nonneman being pressured by Mahoney, and it will go out of bounds, and it belongs to Kearney Catholic. So they force their 10th turnover here of the first half. Brant Christner came in, and he'll play point guard. He gets the ball back on this right side, well behind that three-point arc. They give it to Mahoney at the free throw line. He'll drive the baseline. He'll get hit on the elbow, and he'll get to the line again for 2 more free throws. Just a quick little spin move there to set up Mahoney. And he's got a myriad of shots that he can attempt when he'll jump stop, he'll lean, he'll go forward, he'll go back, and now Mahoney will shoot 2 more free throws, and the first one's up and good. The foul, by the way, on Landon Heinrichs was his first. So Mahoney hits the free throw, and his second one is up. Rattled in and out, and then back in. When it rattled out, it hit the glass and went back in. So ball being pressured. Good. Handles the pressure against Mahoney. He gave it away. Now he gets it back. And he'll throw the ball up court here for Landon Heinrichs. Heinrichs back out for Good. Good's pass going to be deflected by the Stars, but Hastings controls it. And they'll give it on the baseline. A little penetration kick out. The three-pointer going to be no good here for Schramm. And going to be rebounded by Mahoney. And then Mahoney's going to be fouled. And he'll go to line for the front end of a 1-1. So Mahoney back to the line where it's been a night where he's got 3 out of 4, shooting 75% tonight. He shoots 65% on the season. And there's 25.8 seconds to go here before halftime. Caden Block going to check back in here for Hastings High. Landon Heinrichs comes out there as well. And so Mahoney with the front end of a 1-1. And it hits the back of the iron. It's no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. And I think that's going to be on Kearney Catholic. That'll be on Carson Murphy, who came in just moments ago. And he'll commit the foul. And that's now going to be 7 on Kearney Catholic. So to the free throw line will be Block, who pulled down the rebound. Now he'll have the one and one. Trevor Campbell coming in. Schramm will come out. So Caden Block, front end of the 1-1, good. Hit nothing but the bottom of the well. That earns him the bonus. So he gets the second half here. 23-8 is our score. Second free throw on the way, and it is good for Block. So he hits both ends of the 1-1. Schmaderer will give the ball to Mannernack. Mannernack in the offensive end. A little 1-2-2 zone here. And they'll get the ball back out here for Schmaderer. Stars probably want to work it for the last shot. They've got 14 seconds left. They'll get it to the free throw line for Christner. Christner back into the corner for Hoagland. Hoagland for three, no good. Offensive rebound, Schmaderer. He gets a bucket and foul. Garrett Schmaderer got the board in the bucket, and now he's got the and one. With 4.5 to go here, Aaron Nonneman picks up his first foul of the first half. So the and one here for Schmaderer. And it is good. 4.5 for Hastings. They'll inbound the basketball. Heinrichs has it, and he's just going to dribble out the time. I don't know if he realized they didn't have time to do anything or not, but they will just basically put the ball in their back pocket, wait for the horn to sound, and Hastings High heads to a locker room with a little bit of work to do. Kearney Catholic has a lead here at Hastings, 26-9 at halftime. We'll step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
It's year-end savings time at Furniture Direct and Mattress Direct in Hastings. Save on select items throughout the store that are in stock and ready to be in your home. Save up to $200 on Beautyrest black mattresses. Plus, get up to 24 months special financing. But hurry, once 2021 is over, soar the savings. Now that's getting more than you expect. Furniture Direct and Mattress Direct, behind Sonic in Hastings. And find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Aurora Cooperative wants to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We truly appreciate the owner members who make up Aurora Cooperative, the producers who feed our nation, and the people in service who support the agricultural industry. We are proud to be part of the agricultural community and look forward to helping producers have a successful year in 2022. Thank you to the communities and families we serve. We appreciate your trust in our organization. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Aurora Cooperative. Tougher together.
And welcome back. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We are at halftime where Kearney Catholic leads here in Hastings by a score of 26-9. The Kearney Catholic defense has been very effective. And let's take a look at our scores, our scorebook here. Garrett Schmatter is leading the way here for Kearney Catholic. He's got 11 points at the break. He also has 3 rebounds. Elsewhere, Brett Mahoney with 9 points, 2 rebounds. Dylan Murris has 4 points and 1 rebound. Elsewhere, got a couple of points here for Turner Plugi and a couple of rebounds. Mason Manernack has a couple of rebounds. Also, a couple of rebounds for Brant Christner. Quinton Hoagland with a rebound. So I have Kearney Catholic with 13 rebounds here in the first half compared to 8 for Hastings. And again, Hastings with 9 points on the board. They trail at 26-9. Only 2 players have scored so far here for the Tigers. They're Caden Block off the bench, who hit one of 2 three-pointers in the game. And he's got 6 points here at halftime. The other three-pointer came from Jackson Block. So there's his 3 points. So 6 plus 3 is the 9 points that the Tigers have here at halftime. Jackson Block with a rebound. Braden Schramm with a rebound. Caden Block also with a board. Connor Riley had a rebound. Chance Burton had a couple of rebounds. And Cooper Cole had a rebound as well. So unofficially 8 rebounds for Hastings compared to 13 for Kearney Catholic. And the Stars lead here at the break by a score of 26-9. We'll step away for a moment. Return with more of our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. 26-9. Kearney Catholic has the lead at Hastings High when we return right after this.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, now at the corner of Avenue Ann and 56th Street in Kearney, also Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. BarneyInsurance.net.
Buzz's Marine wants you to think about the most important time of all, family time. And what brings a family together better than boating? Everyone looks forward to being on the water, so whenever you set aside a time for boating, family and friends will be there. So this year, make it the best year ever with a visit to Buzz's Marine, the best dealer between Denver and Omaha. They have the perfect boat and boating accessories for your family's needs and easy financing to make it happen today. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central Kearney. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians and Family Hearing Center of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994. With our main office located in Kearney and 6 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, or Dr. Johnson at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
This is Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. We're in the middle of flu vaccination season and invite you to give us a call or walk in. We can go to your work site or walk-ins available Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. On Saturday morning, we vaccinate from 8 to 9. High dose for 65 and over is also available on your flu vaccine. We're also still doing COVID vaccines, Pfizer booster doses available for those that qualify. Give us a call at Burt's Pharmacy at 14th and Bellevue, 462-4466, or Burt's downtown, 462-4343.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
And welcome back to our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Once again, at halftime, it is 26-9, the Kearney Catholic boys leading here at Hastings High. Plenty of other action for you over on Power 99 tonight, Overton at Pleasanton. And that one just tipped off here about 20 minutes ago or so. Doug with the call there. Also at KHAS Radio at 1230 a.m. and 104.1 FM here in Hastings. It's St. Cecilia at Sutton. That game also started around 6 o'clock. And over on News Channel Nebraska, Kearney is at Norfolk tonight. The girls' game, girls' coverage started about 5:50, so they're in the girls' game right now at Norfolk. And again, you can watch that at News Channel Nebraska. I'm Randy Bushcutter. So glad you could join us here on the ESPN Superstation, KXPN 1460, 92.1 FM in Kearney, and KICS Radio 1550 AM and 92.7 FM in Hastings. And we're going to take one last little break. When we come back, we will start the third quarter, where it'll be Hastings High ball trailing it 26-9. Right after this.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialists at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff at PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you're injured on the job, at home, or at play, PTSR is the place to be. Call PTSR at 402-462-8824 or visit them at PTSRHastings.com.
Welcome back to our broadcast booth, brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. We're on the road here in Hastings, bringing you a play-by-play, and Kearney Towing's on the road, bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair when you need us. We'll be there. Hastings brings the ball without much problem in the offensive end. They're working it now around the perimeter. Little drive here against Turner Plugey, but Plugey is able to force the pass, and they'll go back out here for Connor Riley, and we'll reset the offense. Riley had it between the circles. Now left side for Schramm. Schramm pass knocked away. Coming up with it is Mandernack, the 12th turnover on Hastings here in the game, compared to six now for Kearney Catholic. On the bounce is Schmoderer. Schmoderer, a little penetration. Kicks out here for Turner Plugey. Plugey will give it to Mers. He'll give it to Mahoney. Mahoney from the free throw line kicks back out here for Schmoderer, and they'll throw it here right side for Plugey. Back to Schmoderer. Left side, there's Mers. Mers will dribble to the elbow, kick it out. Now driving here is going to be Mandernack. He'll go all the way in and lay it off with that left hand and have his first bucket of the ball game. Mason Mandernack, first bucket, and a long pass up ahead here for Caden Block. Block will drive, get the bucket and the foul. Nice long pass to Block. And he goes hard to the rack right away and got the hoop and the harm. The foul is going to be on Mandernack. That is going to be his first. And Block will go to the free throw line. He's got 8 points in the game. He's got 8 of the 11 here for Hastings High. And now he's added to that, finishing the three-point play. And it is now 28-12. So Mahoney will face a little pressure. He'll spin and work his way around Power. He'll drive all the way in, miss the shot, but gets his own rebound and bucket. Brett Mahoney with a board and a bucket here. And now he's got 11 in the game. Left wing Riley gives top of the circle here for Caden Block. Block will stop, flip the ball in the lane, and then they try to hand it off. And Kearney Catholic recognized that. And he kind of had a little star-on-star crime there, because Schmoderer and Mahoney both battled for the ball, and as a result, it ends up going out of bounds, and Hastings is able just to inbound it and get things set up here for their half-court offense. Jackson Block gives on this right side. Power, he's open for a moment. He'll pull up for the jumper. It's no good. Rebounded by Schmoderer. And Schmaderer will attack. He does not shut off. He'll go all the way in. Missed it. Rebounded by Mahoney. Mahoney pulls down the board and the bucket. He ends up hitting the dirt here, but he's okay. Maybe hurt an ankle, and Hastings drove in but lost track of the basketball. Mahoney is able to come up with the steal, and now he carried it. Yep. Did a little hesitation move before he started to drive, and he ended up carrying the basketball. So, again, 13 turnovers on Hastings, 7 now against Kearney Catholic. So that's really one of the factors here in the game. The Stars have shot the ball better. They've taken better care of the ball, and they've also rebounded better. Driving here is going to be Power. Power is going to be a little bit too strong, and Schmaderer pulls down the board. Schmaderer goes down that right sideline. Now we'll give it off to Mahoney. Left side here for Turner Plugi. He'll throw it in the corner for Mandernack. His baseline jumper is no good, but rebounded by Mers. Mers will drive in, and he'll hit the bucket. Mers faked like he was going to pass the ball out and then spun right back in and got the bucket. And now Plugi, after the miss, he'll come up with the basketball here for Kearney Catholic. Throws off left side here for Mers. Mers back out for Mahoney. Mandernack will throw it one-handed here for Schmaderer. And they'll give the ball back out for Mahoney, and Mahoney turns it over again. You don't see him turn the ball over that many times with back-to-back trips here. Brett Mahoney's turned the ball over for Kearney Catholic. So on the bounce here is going to be Connor Riley. Riley's pass knocked away. Trying to battle it is Turner Plugi. Plugi's on the ground, and he has no one to pass to, so Coach Langan's going to call a timeout. Stars force another another turnover, but they do burn one of their timeouts. They lead it 34-12 with 4:45 to go here in the third quarter. Back to Hastings right after this timeout.
Whatever the Midwest weather brings, you can rely on a York Comfort System to keep your home comfortable all year. York systems are smarter, more connected, and more efficient than ever before, cutting your energy costs by as much as 50%. Plus, all York residential products have some of the best warranties in the industry. Your York Midwest dealer is Rutz Heating and Air in Hastings and Kearney. Go to rutzheating.com, proudly serving the entire Tri-City area. Learn how you can move up to a new line of comfort and efficiency for your home.
The Platte River Preps Athletes of the Month are brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure to log on to platteriverpreps.com. Nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl winner will be listed at platteriverpreps.com. Brought to you by B&B Carpet in Donovan. And our reigning athletes of the month are Tyson Denkirk from Kennesaw Football and Jolie Ryan from Overton Volleyball. Stars will inbound. They'll kick left side. Mers will shoot the three and hit the three. Dylan Mers drains the three-pointer for his first points here of the second half. In the offensive end comes Block, and he'll give it off here for Chance Verton. Verton, the freshman, will give it off here for Riley. Riley dribbles on that right side. Stars are man-to-man, and they'll hand the ball back out right wing here for Riley, and Riley will hit the three. That was pretty good defense there for Kearney Catholic's Brett Mahoney, but better offense because Riley was able to shoot over the top of it. Coming here is Mahoney. Mahoney will give left side for Plugi. Plugi's three is going to be no good. And rebounded by the Tigers. Dribbling out with it is Caden Block. Block long pass up ahead here for Riley. And Riley has the ball knocked out of his hands by Mahoney. But it'll stay with Hastings High. They inbound underneath their own basket. Kearney Catholic will bring a couple of starters back to work here. Schmaderer and Mandernack checking in here for Kearney Catholic. Hastings inbounds, and they'll get it on the baseline here for Power. Power drives, shot no good, and rebounded by Schmaderer. Traffic will clear just a little bit, and Schmaderer will bring it across the timeline. He'll give it to Mahoney, back to Schmaderer, to the free throw line. They give it to Hoagland. Hoagland back out to Schmaderer. He'll drive off a screen set by Hoagland. Now they get it in the paint here for Mahoney. Mahoney will drive, kiss off glass, no good. Rebound by Power. Tigers on the run. Dribbling up here is going to be Verton, and Verton has the ball knocked from behind. It's loose, and Christner is going to come up with it for Kearney Catholic. So he'll bring in the offensive end. They'll snap it left side for Mandernack. Back out for Schmatterer to the free throw line for Hoagland. Hoagland tries to throw it on the baseline, but it was deflected there by Verton. Now Verton gets the ball back as they lead the break after the steal, and then Verton's going to be fouled. So the turnover on the other end. Verton started running up court immediately. They lobbed it out to him, and he's going to be fouled by Hoagland, rather, and that is going to be the second on him. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Verton, and this one's in and out, no good. Jackson Block coming in here for Hastings High. For the Stars, it'll be Dylan Mers. So the Tigers have one more free throw coming up here from Verton. He missed the first, but the freshman's second one is on the way and good. And so he's got his first point of the ball game. He's played well. Mandernack will throw the ball up court here for Mers. Mers can dribble if he wants to. He takes one power dribble and gives it to Mandernack. Mandernack's in the offensive end, gives it off for Schmatterer. Schmatterer is going to be shut off as he's driving against Power. And then a little bit more help comes here, and I think that foul is going to be on Verton. So that'll be the first team foul here of the second half and the first personal foul of Chance Verton. So Kearney Catholic will inbound it into the backcourt. Christner will bring the ball up across. He'll give right side here for Mandernack. Mandernack working against Jackson Block. As the Tigers right now are going man-to-man. And they'll dribble to the elbow here as Quentin Hoagland. Hoagland will give it back out here for Christner. And Brant Christner dribbling. And there's a whistle away from the ball. That's a three-second violation on Kearney Catholic. Their 10th turnover of the game. Mahoney comes back in here for Kearney Catholic. 2:34 to go here in the third quarter. Stars have a 37-16 lead. Tigers with the basketball as Verton brings it up. You know, now he gets it back. He'll step through the defense, penetrate, and then kick it out. And he's going to be fouled on the way to that pass. And that'll be a little hand check foul here on Plugi. That's going to be his third foul. Foul took place below the free throw line, so they'll inbound on the baseline. And hand the basketball here to Riley. Riley's pass going to be deflected. Kearney Catholic forces another turnover. And now Mahoney in the offensive end working against that pressure of Riley. And now Mahoney had it momentarily again. Gives back out here for Mandernack. And Mandernack is fouled. Nearly stolen away. For Connor Riley, that'll be his first personal foul. With 2:11 to go here, third quarter. 37-16. Stars up by 21. Inbound underneath their own hoop. And now Mahoney's got it on that left side after Mandernack got it. He'll kick the ball back out for Plugi. He'll set a screen for Plugi. He'll penetrate and give it off for Schmatterer. Schmatterer is going to be called for a little bit of a push here. And that'll be a player control foul on Schmatterer. That will be his first personal foul. And a timeout being taken here by Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. It is 37-16. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We'll return to Hastings High right after this.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company at 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Layard. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades. Shop Thompson Oil Company in Hastings.
When you need body work, call Seeley's Body Shop in Hastings. Seeley's offers complete collision repair and uses environmentally friendly products. Seeley's Body Shop, the name you trust. Located at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
This timeout brought to you by ENT Positions at Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing in you. Coach Lang and not happy with how things had gone here in the last little bit for Kearney Catholic, so they called a quick little timeout. Hastings will bring the ball up court face a little bit of pressure. It's going to go off the shoe tops of Mason Mandernack and out of bounds. So they'll inbound on that far sideline. Chance Burton will inbound. He'll set a little screen after he gets it in. And then the pass is going to be knocked down by Mahoney. So tracking it back down here is Jacob Good. Good then has it stolen by Mahoney again. Mahoney will drive all the way in, and he's going to be fouled as he's in the air. They reach for the basketball, and that'll be a little push here. It's going to be on Connor Riley. That'll be his second. So Mahoney, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, 65% on the season. We'll have 2 free throws here, and the first one is no good. So Mahoney still with 13 points in the game to go with 5 rebounds. And the second one is hits the front of the rim, but rolls around and falls. That makes our score now 38-16, 22-point Kearney Catholic lead. And with it is number 23, Riley. Riley getting double-teamed, bounces it out here for Schramm. He'll dribble up to the top of the key. Now around the perimeter, they'll give it to Block. Jackson's three is no good. And Mahoney comes in from the backside and tracks down the rebound. His fourth board of the quarter. Right wing, here is Turner Plugi. Plugi being double-teamed. Got the ball back as he's fallen out of bounds, but he saved it right into the hands of Jackson Block, but Block couldn't handle it very well, and it ends up going out of bounds again, and it will stay here with Kearney Catholic. Playing a little hot potato. Aaron Nonneman going to check back in here for the Tigers. And so triggering it in is going to be Plugi. Plugi kicks it over here for Mandernack. His three is going to be no good. Rebound is on the ground, and look what I found. Brandon Power on the ground finds it. He'll get the rebound. On the attack here is going to be Schramm. Schramm gave it away, gets it back, and as he's starting to move, he's going to be held there, I think, by Mers. And if that is number 30, yeah, it is. That is going to be his third personal foul. 5 as a team against Kearney Catholic here in the third quarter. 38-16 is our score as we're in the final minute of the third. Nonneman gives right side for Schramm. Schramm working against Plugi. He's going to hand it off for Power. Power, nice little drive and an even better pass to Nonneman. And Nonneman gets the easy bucket. Well, Power started a little drive and then made a great bounce pass as Nonneman flashed on that baseline. Here's Mers. He'll drive the baseline. He shoots off glass, no good, and rebounded by Block. That's Jackson Block. He'll give the ball here for Schramm. Schramm dribbles to the free throw line, elevates, shot's going to be no good, and rebounded by the Stars. That's Schmaderer who comes out with it, and he's ran past a couple of the Tigers, tries to throw the ball down low, and that loose ball is finally picked up here by Cole. That'll be another Kearney Catholic turnover, and with 9 seconds left across the timeline comes Hastings. Block will throw it up ahead. Jackson Block with the pass, Power with the drive. Power hits the layup at the horn, essentially, and that will do it for 3 quarters of play. A little run here by Hastings to cut down a Kearney Catholic 23-point lead. It's now 38-20 as we head to the fourth quarter when we return to Hastings High right after this.
One play can change momentum in a game, and one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance. That's why you should see me, McKenzie, or Rick Smith, your Farm Bureau agent. We can help bundle your car and home together in a single policy, so if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire, you'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to us today at 308-234-2222 and see how we can help protect what matters most.
Call me, Rick Smith, your Farm Bureau agent, or McKenzie at 308-234-2222.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at FriesenFord.com.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer, business, and agribusiness banking, offering personal and business checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and more. It's never too early or too late to start saving. Find out which account is right for you. Come into our Kearney branch at 2120 First Avenue today or online at greatwesternbank.com. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
Kearney Catholic has the basketball to start the fourth quarter, and very quickly they get the ball down low for Dylan Murs. Murs with a little spin move. He'll kiss it off the glass, and that will be his first bucket of the second half here, his first since the first quarter, and the Stars now lead it 40-20. Hastings will give it to Schramm. Schramm gave it away on that left side. Good pressure being put on Chance Burton, but he's able to find Nonneman. Nonneman throws in the corner here for block. Jackson's three is no good, and it goes off the hands of the Stars and out of bounds. So we'll stay here with Hastings High. At halftime, Pleasanton has the lead over Overton on Power 99, 19-15. That game is the girls' game. And as we said, at Power 99, KKPR 98.9 FM. Ball inbounded here for Nonneman. Nonneman be picked up man-to-man here by Mandernack. And so they'll give the ball off here to Schramm. Schramm back out for Nonneman, and Nonneman hits the three. Nonneman now with five in the game and his first three-pointer. And that allows them to put that pressure on, but Mahoney handles it. It gives it to Plugi. Plugi back to Mahoney. Across the timeline they are, and they'll give it off for Schmatterer. Schmatterer back out now for Plugi. Plugi looking at this zone, a little 2-3 zone, and they'll kick right side for Plugi. Plugi baseline jumper no good, and coming out of there with it for Hastings High is going to be Verton. Verton pulls down the board, and he'll throw the ball up ahead here for Schramm. Schramm now on that left side for Jackson block, gets it at the elbow for Power, and dribbling out with it is Jackson. Jackson's three is going to be no good, and rebounded by Schmatterer, his fifth board of the second half. He's got eight of them here in the game. Turner Plugi on the bounce, will drive, runs into Power, but Power was not set. So that's going to be a foul here. And they're going to say that that collision happened before he went up with it, and I think that's the right call. So Kearney Catholic will inbound. Quentin Hoagland checks in here for the Stars with 6:11 to go in the fourth quarter, and a timeout here for Hastings High. Coach Danielson calls the timeout with 6:11 to go here. Fourth quarter, it is 40-23. Kearney Catholic with the lead, and they'll inbound it right after this.
The staff of Hastings Physical Therapy is committed to helping patients meet their goals while providing them with the latest treatments available. Our patients enjoy the benefits of a state-of-the-art therapy facility, which includes a heated multi-level therapy pool and private locker rooms. Having eight private treatment rooms in addition to spacious gyms, we are uniquely qualified to provide safe therapy treatment in order to serve our community. You have the choice of therapy provider. Choose Hastings Physical Therapy, located at 2307 Osborne Drive West.
And welcome back here to Hastings High as the Tigers have some work to do here with the final 6:11 of the basketball game coming up here. Kearney Catholic will inbound it, and they'll bounce it in for Mahoney. Mahoney will elevate, spin, and score. Brett Mahoney now with 16 in the game. And Hastings handles the pressure, brings it across the timeline, give it to Nonneman. Nonneman open for the three, missed it, and it's going to be rebounded by Mahoney. Stars have done a good job rebounding here in the game. Turner Plugi will help give it back out to Mahoney. Mahoney gives it to Murs. Murs will direct traffic a little bit. Give it out to Mahoney. A 1-2-2 zone here for Hastings High, and backing out is going to be Mahoney. He'll give left side for Schmatterer. Schmatterer sets a little screen for Mahoney. He makes the catch, and now he makes the three. Brett Mahoney with his first three-point attempt of the game, rattled it home, and now he has 19. And he'll block a shot being taken here by Schramm out of bounds, and the basketball will stay here with the Tigers. Again, we'll see these two teams tomorrow here on the ESPN Superstation. We'll talk more about that after Hastings inbounds here on the baseline. They'll throw it between the circles here for Chance Verton. Verton will give it to, nope, he'll fake the pass to Nonneman. He'll dribble on that left side. Well, Verton, now he'll give it to Nonneman. Nonneman will throw right wing here for Riley. Riley working against Schmatterer at the moment. Gives it on the baseline. And a nice jumper there by Caden Block. And Block will drain that. He's now got 11 in the game. Long pass here for Hoagland. And Hoagland will hit a layup. Stars sneaking in the back door there. They had a long pass from Mers to make that. And then a three in transition taken here by the Tigers. That's going to be no good. Schmatterer will pull down the rebound. Stars again on the run. Give it to Hoagland. Hoagland will give the ball right back out here for Turner Plugi. Stars will make some substitutions the next time that we have a stoppage. On the bounce here is going to be Schmatterer. Schmatterer gives left side for Plugi. Back to Schmatterer. Stars can afford to be patient with the basketball here. They lead at 47-25. Driving is Hoagland, and he'll kick the ball back out to a wide-open Schmatterer, and he hits the three. Good penetration, and then that kick out. Yeah, Schmatterer hits the three. Stars have hit back-to-back threes in the last two possessions. Riley will drive the baseline, and will lose the basketball, but they're going to say it was last touch by Kearney Catholic. I really thought maybe they were going to call a foul here on Turner Plugi. He's the one that fell down. So Brent Christner is going to check into the ball game. Mandernack goes back out there, and Creighton Sharp checks in here for the Stars with 4:09 to go here before the end of the game. Stars will improve now to 6-0 on the season. Hastings will fall to 2-2 here in about 4 minutes and 9 seconds. Ball is inbounded for Nonneman on the baseline. He's going to be fouled as he got that inbounds pass and then elevated right away for the shot. Brent Christner going to be called for his first foul. And Nonneman will go to the line, shoot a couple of free throws. He's got 5 points in the game so far. And our score is 50-25. Nonneman hits the free throw. And the second free throw, going to be on the way. It is up, no good, and it is out of bounds off of Hastings. Tomorrow, the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic. We'll have coverage that begins for you tomorrow on Power 99 at 11:15, Loomis and Falls City Sacred Heart. That'll be followed by Blue Hill and O'Neill St. Mary's. That'll be followed by Amherst and Central City. And a steal here by Hastings High. Coming up with it is Verton. Verton with the steal and then the layup. Good defensive play there by Verton. And we'll check more of that schedule, including both these two teams playing tomorrow as well. Driving here is Plugi. He's going to kick into the corner, and Creighton will hit the three. Creighton Sharp with his first 3 points of the night, and it's now 53-28. And driving again is Nonneman. Left-handed shot going to be no good. Rebounded by Christner. And Christner will throw the ball up ahead here for Plugi. Plugi across the timeline. Drives all the way down the baseline. Gives it in the paint here for Mandernack. Mandernack has a shot blocked by Caden Block. Rebounded by Hastings High. On the run here is going to be Verton. Verton gives it down low here for Block. Block is going to be bounced away from the ball by Hoagland, who comes away with it. So that'll be a steal here. And Kearney Catholic will bring it up. Brant Christner goes right side for Sharp. Sharp will give it right back to Christner as they just switch spots. Give it to Turner Plugi. Plugi on that left side gives it to Mandernack. Mandernack dared to shoot the three. He missed it, and a long rebound dribbled out by Riley. Riley will lead the attack, and there'll be a block on the inside, so he'll get the line for a couple. Good job driving there by Connor Riley, and that will earn him a couple of free throws here. At 4:30 on Power 99, Kearney Catholic will be taking on Omaha Scott. So again, it'll be Loomis Falls City Sacred Heart, Blue Hill, O'Neill St. Mary, Amherst, Central City, Kearney Catholic at Omaha Scott over on Power 99. Then after that on KHAS Radio, we'll have Adams Central take on Waverly, and then Hastings High versus Grand Island Central Catholic. That's scheduled for 8 o'clock. Again, that'll be on KHAS 1230 AM and 104.1 FM. Riley made the first. Now his second is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound tipped around, and Christner will come up with it here for Kearney Catholic. And he'll bring it across the timeline himself. Throw it left wing, and he gets it right back. So Christner puts it at the elbow for Hoagland. Hoagland will face the basket. Kick left side for Sharp. Sharp gave it away, gets it back. Sharp gives back now here for Christner. Christner to the elbow for Hoagland. Hoagland, top of the key, will spin, kick it back out. They'll give it here on the right side, and a jumper by Carson Murphy is going to be no good. Rebounded by Caden Block. Block will give it up ahead here for Campbell. Campbell with the drive, won't fall. Nonneman pulls down the rebound. They'll kick out for a three here by Caden Block. No good, and then rebounded by Murphy. So Carson Murphy pulls down the rebound. Hoagland will bring the ball in the offensive end. We're going to have a little hand check foul call here on Hastings. I think that'll be on Trevor Campbell. Yep. And that will be his second. Corin Conrad coming in here for Kearney Catholic. And the ball inbounded here to Kearney Catholic, almost an over and back. But O'Brien will help bring it up. Caleb O'Brien works around the perimeter. Now he gets the ball back on that right side. O'Brien working against the pressure of Campbell. They'll skip it over the top of the defense here for Carson Murphy. Murphy goes right side for O'Brien. In the corner over there for Brent Christner. Creighton Sharp helps work it to the elbow here for Corin Conrad, and a nice job stealing it there by Campbell. So here comes Hastings as they give it off here for Schramm, and a transition three by Riley up and good. Connor Riley drains the three, hits that trail three, and with a minute 15 to go here, it's now 53-32. Kearney Catholic still leads it by over 20. And there's going to be a little hand check foul here on Hastings High. And that is now six as a team on Hastings. Second personal foul on Nonneman. So with a minute 10 to go here, Kearney Catholic will have to inbound it. Logan Rogash checking in here for the Stars. And now Carson Murphy. He'll dribble across the timeline, be picked up there defensively by Campbell. We'll give it left side here for Creighton Sharp. Sharp now right side for Murphy. They'll get it at the elbow here for Corin Conrad. Back out for Sharp. Right wing for O'Brien. O'Brien drives against Nonneman, takes it on the baseline, and his skip pass is going to be intercepted. Good steal there by Schramm. Schramm will drive all the way in, missed it, and it's going to be rebounded by Sharp. So Sharp with the board. They'll throw it up court here, and Carson Murphy dribbling between a couple of Tigers loses the ball, but it's going to be a reaching foul here on Hastings. And that will be on Campbell. So to the free throw line for the front end of 1-on-1 will be Carson Murphy with 40 seconds to go. And the free throw is up off the heel, no good, and rebounded by Connor Riley. So Riley will bring it across himself, and he'll hand off here for Block. Caden Block now gives it for Schramm to Campbell. They're just doing that little handoff thing, and that allows him to lob it down low for Riley. Riley put up the shot, missed it, got his own rebound, goes up again, and this time he's hit on the elbow. So he'll get to the free throw line after the board, and he'll shoot two. The foul is issued to Logan Rogash, his first of the game. And we got 21 seconds to go to the free throw line. Hastings High, and it's no good for Connor Riley. He's got 7 points in the game. And he'll have one more free throw. Riley bends the knees, gets tippy toes, hits the free throw. And inbounding here is going to be Rogash. Hastings working on a little press here. They'll give it to Carson Murphy. Murphy's pass, cross court. On the attack here is going to be Conrad. Conrad then loses the ball. And so Hastings, they'll drive down. Campbell on the baseline is going to kick it out here for Schramm. Schramm with a good look at a three. It's no good. And rebounded by Kearney Catholic, and that is going to do it. Corin Conrad pulls down the rebound, essentially at the horn. And your final score, Kearney Catholic with a 53-33 win here at Hastings High. We'll step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery postgame show right after this.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
Hi, this is Brent from Keys Pharmacy here in Hastings. By now you've heard of CBD. At Keys Pharmacy, we have professional-grade farm-to-pharmacy CBD oils and salves. CBD products can be used for pain, anxiety, and insomnia. We even have CBD products safe for your pets. And we're here to answer any questions you might have about our professional-grade CBD products. Stop in to see us at Keys Pharmacies, your friendly pharmacies in Hastings, downtown, or at Keys Medical Park.
The Big Rack Shack is a one-stop shop for all your storage needs. Stop by their 15,000-square-foot showroom at 3210 Antelope Avenue in Kearney. From heavy-duty pallet racks to lightweight garage shelving, they have a wide variety of industrial-quality shelving that will last a lifetime. With the Midwest's largest selection of heavy-duty steel storage cabinets, workbenches, carts, vices, and more, you can find them on the web at BigRackShack.com or give them a call at 308-234-4464.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Our final score of the boys' game, it was Kearney Catholic 53-33. And this is the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let's check our numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Hastings, who now fall to 2-2 on the season. They were led by Caden Block, who came off the bench and finished with 11 points and 3 rebounds. Elsewhere, Aaron Donovan with 6 points and 1 rebound, 3 points and a rebound for Jackson Block. Brayden Schramm pulled down a rebound, 8 points and 5 rebounds for Connor Riley, 2 points, 2 rebounds for Braden Power. Chance Burton finished with 3 points and 3 rebounds, and Cooper Cole with 1 rebound here in the game, unofficially 17 rebounds for Hastings High. Stars had a couple players in double figures tonight. Brett Mahoney, the leading scorer, finished with 19 points and 7 rebounds. Garrett Schmatter with 14 points and 9 rebounds. Turner Plugi with a couple of points and a couple of rebounds. 3 points and 1 rebound here for Creighton Sharp. 4 points, 2 rebounds for Mason Mandernack. A rebound for Corin Conrad and a rebound for Carson Murphy. Dylan Mers with 6 points, 2 rebounds. 4 rebounds for Brant Christner, and Quinton Hoagland had a couple of rebounds as well. 18, 25, 29, 31 rebounds here for Kearney Catholic compared to 17 for Hastings High. Hastings High also, according to my book, had 20 turnovers in the game compared to 15 for Kearney Catholic. So a couple of those numbers really kind of translate in extra possessions for the Stars, who shot the ball pretty well, and they win this one 53-33. So next up for Kearney Catholic, they'll be taking on Omaha Scutt tomorrow in the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic. That'll be at 4:30 over on Power 99. And of course, we'll have a couple of Hastings teams, including Hastings High, tomorrow on KHES Radio from the Heartland Hoops Classic. Adams Central will be taking on Waverly at 6. And then that'll be followed by Hastings High taking on Grand Island Central Catholic. And that's scheduled for about an 8 o'clock tip from over at Hastings College. Once again, our final of the boys' game, 53-33. Kearney Catholic wins here in Hastings. We'll step away for a little bit. When we come back, we'll have coverage of our girls' game as Hastings will play host to Kearney Catholic, and we'll have the girls' game in just a few moments here on ESPN, 1460 and 92.1 FM in Kearney, and at KICS 1550 and 92.7 here in Hastings. 53-33, Stars with the win in Hastings. The girls' game coming up next here on the ESPN Superstation.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio ESPN Tri-City Sports production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.